Hello, this is Ken, and welcome to this group session for the 14th of May, 2013. I am so excited to be with you and looking forward to our time together in such a huge, 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 huge way. So thank you for setting aside the time. I just want to encourage you to get comfortable here and sink in. Close your eyes, breathe in the nostrils, and really get ready to explore this concept of divine transmission tower. It's going to be really, really important to be in the body and having already done Divine Connect as preparation for this session. So if you haven't done that already, I just ask you to pause this session, whether you're listening to me live or you're listening to our recording later, and go ahead and listen to Into the Body Divine Connecting Breath, which is right there on the page. Take you about 20 minutes, and then come back and join. If you've already done it, woohoo! Welcome again, and here we go. So just to make sure you've got the plug pulled, there you are in the body. Here I am in the body. Let's connect in and move into deeper space. With your permission, which you can give me out loud or silently in your mind, yes, Ken, it's okay to get connected in. I will do so now. Thank you. Beautiful. Wow. Excellent. And just putting yourself in that comfortable position, setting aside everything else. It's very, very important to make sure that you are not trying to operate a motor vehicle or heavy equipment of any sort. I had an interesting suggestion this past week from a member of the sanctuary who said, I would really like to have a session that I can experience while I'm walking. I'm still meditating on that one. I think it's a great idea. It's not going to happen today, but that was a great suggestion, and it will happen. If you have any questions or feedback or suggestions, don't hesitate to email me in response to an email I send you, and that'll make its way back to me personally. I'll review it and follow up with you. In any case, let's set aside this time together. Close your eyes, breathing in and out through the nostrils if that's comfortable, with the palms towards the sky if that's comfortable as well. Let's all take a deep breath in together and hold that to the count of four. Ah, beautiful. And as you let go, letting go of everything that has come before in this day. Out to the count of eight if you can. Beautiful. And another deep breath in and hold. And as you let go, letting go of everything that has come before over the last week. Beautiful. A lot of noise out there. A lot of noise. Very interesting time that we're working through together on the planet here. Let's just double check and make sure you have that universal plug removed. And I'm going to do a double check on me. There we go. Make sure we're wide open. Another deep breath in and hold that to the count of four. Beautiful. And then as you release, let go of everything that has come before over the last week. Everything, 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 everything. Out to the count of eight. There we go. Beautiful. Another deep breath in. Let's hold that to the count of four. Ah, spontaneous giggles are a beautiful thing. And as we release that, letting go of everything that has come before in this year. Out to the count of eight, please. Wow. Beautiful. Now let's take another deep breath in and hold that to the count of four. And as you let go, letting go of everything that has come before since you were born, or maybe since you were conceived. Let's do that. Out to the count of eight. And another deep breath in. And as you let go, letting go of everything that has come before since the inception of your soul. Letting go. Beautiful. Just be with that resonance as it comes in and washes through your body, through your mind, through your soul. Wherever you are on your journey, spiritually, in the development of an understanding of your gifts, we have some very, very well-known spiritual messengers who are members of our community here. Maybe you're one of them. And maybe you are one of the people in the community who is just coming to be aware of your gifts. Welcome. And maybe you are on a new journey and you heard this goofball talk on an interview somewhere, you looked him up, or maybe you ran into me on the internet somewhere and you thought, I'm going to give this a shot. And here you are joining in for a group session, wondering what is going to happen and what does it mean to be a transmission tower, a divine transmission tower, no less. I just want to invite you to just relax even further into your body and open up your imagination and just allow these images to wash in and resonate with you however they will. So there is the cleanest version of you is the full undistorted expression of the divine. And that expression includes the gifts that you've been given, fully embraced and owned, your purpose, fully embodied, all of that. And if you're like me, you're doing a little work still on perhaps embodying some of that, owning your gifts, stepping into your purpose more completely. Perhaps you're just becoming aware that there's a purpose other than what you thought your life would be. Wherever you are on that continuum, you are a divine transmission tower. And what I mean by that, the image I always see is of an old-fashioned radio tower stretching out into the atmosphere, you know, it goes up a great distance. And it's almost like an image from the 1950s or something, and there are little squiggly lines that are the representation of the energy, the transmission that's coming off that tower. Each of us is a tower like that. And when we are fully embodied, fully embraced, fully own who we are broadcasting on that channel. That is, we are in complete alignment with the broadcast that is already happening on that channel. That channel being the channel of you. And when you're in complete alignment with that broadcast, everything is in complete resonance and flow. Now, here's the interesting thing. There is already we could call them a tribe of people or a group of people if that's too cliche. There are a group of people all around the world that are already tuned in to your transmission tower, to your frequency. And they're just waiting for you to fully embody and broadcast cleanly on that channel. And when you do, they find you. They connect with you to learn from you, to have you share with them, to teach them, to facilitate for them, etc. Whatever those gifts are, whatever the particular details are. And this is a big deal, this transmission tower that you are. So often, you know, let's say that you're an entrepreneur, you're somebody who wants to develop your spiritual business more or even develop a spiritual business and really engage in a deeper way with other people. Those people are already tuned into your tower. So the only work is for you to come into alignment with the full expression of who you are. And you may be saying, well, Ken, I'm not worried about trying to connect with customers or clients or other people who would be part of my business. That's not why I'm participating in this. I want to be in a complete state of alignment with the divine. Bingo. Same exact concept. When you are authentically expressing who you truly are, you connect and communicate in a deep way, whether in a meaningful state of resonance with your partner, with your kids, the rest of your family, your community, at whatever level you are communicating at or want to communicate at. That is, however broad you want the reach to be for whatever communication you have. It could be hollering out the window and saying, kids, the dinner's ready. It is that simple. It's that simple. Now, you know, there are many additional steps in terms of, I wouldn't call them steps. Let me revise that. There are lots of strategies and tactics that can be utilized if you elect to take this into your business space. But here's the thing. When you're in a state of alignment, you can quote unquote miss the mark in terms of how that's delivered or whether those tactics are on complete track or not. But when they're in a state of resonance, you connect deeply with other people, even if it's just talking to your dog, even if it's communicating with your partner, with your spouse, with a friend, with your parents, with your kids, even if it's in the quiet space of reflective meditation. And as we've been uncovering and discovering now, for those of you who have been with me since I first did my very, very first webcast group session, this is back in the fall of 2010. Can you believe it? It's been more than 2.5 years now. You know that inner whole expression of the divine is already fully embodied. It's just a matter of remembering and experiencing it. So today, I want to invite you to explore that transmission tower, to experience what it is to resonate in that way. There are so many images already coming up. So let's dive in a little bit. We'll clear the noise around this. And I just invite you to let go, turn your attention inward, really welcome you to focus on the noise as it relates to this complete expression of who you are, this total resonance. In whatever area of your life you're running into a little resistance, whether it's communicating with a loved one, a family member, connecting with clients or potential clients, a community of people that are part of a faith or spiritual community, whatever the forum is for that resonance, even and perhaps especially your relationship with yourself. And all of this begins in this inward space that we always go to here when we spend time together each week in group session. Just let go, let go, let go. Appreciate appreciate you holding in your awareness those areas of resistance. I feel that now. We get that resistance cleared out. So you can be completely tuned in and experiencing your own divine transmission tower as you communicate with that inner intelligence that is present in every instance of the divine, that is, in everyone and everything in the universe. Especially with what we're going through right now, you know, this, you may be actually living the difference between the ideal expression and communication of who you are and what is actually coming out of your mouth. Boy, I know I have been. Over the last week or two, there are just certain areas of my world that I'm running into that extra resistance. And I know it is reflecting and showing me that dissonance that exists in the last place that it can, the first area in the illusion of separation, and that immediate distortion and the experience between the essence of me and the essence of what I am, the divine. So I just bring my awareness and attention to that place in you and see that connection indeed. Much more accurately, just to say that I see you. Good. So I feel where you're at here, and I'm just going to invite you to let go and have the experience. Not even from a guided place, just exclusively from an experiential place as we move and close the gap between the divine transmission tower that you actually are and whatever distortion may be going across the wire now, may be broadcast out by your being, by your words, contained within your words, reflecting back that distortion, that dissonance somewhere within. And just stay with me. Let's take a few breaths together, breathing in, 2, 3, 4. Letting go, 2, 3, 4, again. You may be feeling a little disoriented. Sometimes when I feel this kind of roller coaster sensation, just reflecting a little, working the kinks out. Just stay with it. Stay with it. Be present to that discomfort or disorientation. and loosening. You may feel it physically in your neck, in your shoulders, greater flexibility and almost in the ability to look around and see things all around you, or to see a more complete portrait of what is. Here's the key. Being able to communicate in total resonance is really just about getting out of the way. In other words, there's nothing more for you to do to accomplish a clean state of alignment. You can just let go and allow that expression of resonance, of divine resonance, to wash through your body. But it doesn't take you or me to try to prod it and push it into certain areas. We can just witness it. Stand back and get out of the way and allow it to flow. This really brings up a lot of energy around trusting the divine. Trusting yourself, probably more trusting the divine, but trusting yourself too. I know when I am going through this type of experience just with myself, I'm thinking sometimes, wow, I wonder if I can pull this off or if I can really allow this version of me to be, for me to experience this version of me. And you don't have to worry about the little details. Be a lot of feeling of heaviness coming over you. Just allow yourself to let go. This is so indicative of what the journey feels like, whether you're in that entrepreneurial space. You know, we can get so caught with the do. It's not that doing isn't important. It's also important, very important, critically important, to be in a space of resonance. Complete resonance plus doing is unstoppable. Notice that the state of complete resonance is plus doing is predicated on the idea that you're doing things that are in resonance with your true nature. And only you know what that is. Many times the experience of resonance is something we think we have to reach for or work hard to experience. Just remember over time, as you're doing beneath the sand, coming into the body, surrendering, going through the various aspects of the practices of spiritual mastery in ways that resonate for you, remember that what you're pointing towards is your most natural state. And it is from that state that you are an embodied divine transmission tower. Excuse me. Just notice, too, it's really fascinating, and we can put words to this, or we can just be in a space where there is no language. Whichever you choose, make it so. As you come to greater resonance, notice your body is welcoming the soul home more completely. Notice the power flowing home. Notice how we pierce separation. Notice how that deeper experience of wholeness is resonating through all aspects of your being. And notice, too, the more you let go, the less you think you know what's going to happen next, the less you think you understand. Here's what I'm supposed to do now. And you just open up. There we go. So as you come into those last few moments prior to complete resonance, notice that lightness coming in. That power moving through you. And the moment you become more identified with that power or look for a deeper experience of it, it retracts, it retreats. And the more you let go, even of what your experience means or trying to understand it or to hold on to an experience, the more you may become aware of intuitive information, guidance, insights, and the deeper the experience itself. Letting go, letting go, letting go. And notice how that sense of resonance that you're experiencing in deeper and deeper ways begins to be mirrored out in the world. You may feel a sense of resonance generally. You may feel specifically a little more connected to the people on the planet. You may feel like your tribe, even if you haven't met but a few people from your tribe, you may feel much more connected to them. You may feel much more connected to yourself. One way to notice that resonance, quote-unquote, out there, is to feel aspects of your being within your body that feel more enlivened. Remember that each instance of consciousness in the cosmos is connected to each instance of consciousness within your body. You're doing a beautiful job of just letting go and allowing your resonance to flood through. Of tuning into your inner divine transmission tower. There's always this time on the journey when we begin to see our motivation as rather than pushing away from something we're afraid of or wanting to accomplish more outside of ourselves, where we turn inward and want to deepen the relationship we have with ourselves and with the divine. And this is a perfect exercise and experience and practice of that. notice how when we reflect on the words, the river is flowing from our perspective right now. We are not only in flow with the river, we are the river that is flowing. And begin to notice, just as the vectors of breath, with the vine connecting breath, with each breath that you take, you're connected to everyone and everything above, upon, and within the planet. And then the divine, and then everything in the universe. Notice the resonance between your energy or your expression of the divine and the people in your family, your partner, your kids, your community, wherever that resonance is in your life. And where before you may have felt dissonance when communicating or connecting with, at whatever level, the self, community, the world. In this moment, witness your own resonance with all those people who are ready to receive your gift in whatever form, in whatever way. A nice little dissonance popping up, just take a breath. And with that, remember, with each breath, that you are connected to everyone and everything in the universe, including the divine, the twin frequencies, connecting each of the smallest parts, known and unknown, the artifacts of transformation, out through that universal drain, resonance within, as within, so without. Beautiful. And just feel within yourself the words, your truth, your awareness, your perspective, your gifts. And notice as long as you stay true to the resonance there, you are in resonance within and everywhere. But also notice if you happen to go astray or want to insert some energy pushing or pulling that is perhaps born of ego or of fear or so on and so forth, or a desire for something specific, an outcome, attachment comes in, your attachment comes in, and there is distortion there. And then a deep breath and a release, the resonance comes back, and immediately we feel that returning. A beautiful door opening here, an opportunity for you to extend and meditate and reflect, and even to play. Be very careful though if you decide to play, that is, hold an idea. Let it go as quickly as you bring it into your awareness. Just play as if you're playing with a current you can't control, but if you stay in the current, you can play with it. At one moment the current is moving this way, you can hold an idea or an intention, and then the current is moving the other way, and you surrender completely, let go of all attachment. There we go. Look at that. Ah, it brings tears to my eyes. Such a powerful way to play. Opportunity for further exploration, meditation, reflection. It's like a little, if we are swimming at depth, whales swimming at depth, we can come up and flop around and jump about on the surface a little bit and then move down even deeper. And so this time when we come up to the surface, just continue bringing in awareness, bring in awareness of surroundings. Notice the resonance in those surroundings reflected back, as within, so without. Tremendous physical resonance. Stay present with that. It's very, very powerful. And as we move up towards the surface, I just invite you to put the plug in. I'm going to put my plug back in, and I'm going to begin stepping back very gently slowly. Just notice that energy, the momentum that's flowing through you. Very, very different embodiment of who you are now than when we started. It's very, very powerful. And this is coming up with each breath. May you more deeply understand and be in alignment and resonate with your true nature, so that your divine transmission tower connects with all those you are meant to serve and love and bear witness to and lead with your gifts and your purpose and your insight and your awareness. It is such a profound honor for me to sit with you at depth, to witness you and see you and feel you as you explore and uncover and remember and experience. I can't wait to be with you again in a week for another group session and to join you again through replay of this or any of the other sessions there in the library inside the sanctuary. Until we connect again, peace.